Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today, we celebrate the Feast of the Angels, especially the great angels, the archangels, like Michael and Gabriel and Raphael, and all of them. You know they're real. Do you know that? That they are real? The angels are there, watching over and protecting in certain ways. That doesn't mean they protect us from everything. We live our normal human lives, but they're there. I don't know about you, but I pray to the archangels often. Lord, bless me today. Protect me today. Help me today. Of course, I ask the Blessed Mother. Of course, I ask Jesus. Of course. But then I also include the archangels and ask them to guide my day and help me in my day. Do you do that? I just encourage you, just in a little sentence, ask your guardian angel and all the angels to protect you in this day. The first reading for this feast today is from the prophet Daniel, chapter 7, verses 9 to 10 and 13 to 14. As I watched, thrones were set up, and the Ancient One took his throne. His clothing was bright as snow, and the hair on his head as white as wool. His throne was flames of fire and wheels of burning fire. A surging stream of fire flowed out from where he sat. Thousands upon thousands were ministering to him, and myriads upon myriads attended him. The court was convened and the books were open. As the visions during the night continued, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the Ancient One and was presented before him, he received dominion, glory, and kingship. Nations and peoples of every language serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. Brothers and sisters, think of all those that have gone before us, but especially for the angels. Think of them. They're there for us. They're there protecting us. You have no idea, I have no idea, all that we're being protected from. But every once in a while, we catch a glimpse of it. And we know, oh my goodness, some people would actually say, oh my goodness, that must be my guardian angel. Because it's something that couldn't have helped them. They couldn't have seen what would help them. Brothers and sisters, the angels are there to pray for us, to guard us, and to help us. And there's a second reading possible for today, and I'm going to read both of them because I love them. This one is from the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verses 7 to 12. War broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels battled against the dragon. The dragon and its angels fought back, but they did not prevail, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. The huge dragon, the ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world, was thrown down to earth, and its angels were thrown down upon it. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have salvation and power come, the kingdom of our God and the authority of his anointed. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who accuses them before our God day and night. They conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. Therefore, rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them." They fight for us, brothers and sisters. They fight for protection of us. Psalm 138 says, "In the sight of angels, I will sing your praises, Lord." That's not just an image. That's not just a nice, quote, holy or Christian image. It's the truth. "I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart, for you have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple and give thanks to your name. because of your kindness and truth, for you have made great above all things your name and your promise. When I called, you answered me. You built up strength within me. All the kings of the earth shall give thanks to you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. And they shall sing of the ways of the Lord. Great is the glory of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, you know that I remember as a child my parents leading me in a prayer to the angels and the archangels. I remember them praying to the angels, asking them to protect us. Certainly you want the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, but God has given us these angels to help us too. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we have temptations to all kinds of things. Turn to your guardian angel and to Jesus. I'm not at all eliminating Jesus. I'm just emphasizing right now that you have the angels there praying for you and working for you. Ask them to start out with Jesus. Start out with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. But ask the angels too. You have protection from heaven. Let's open our hearts to see what God wants to do and to give us. The gospel for today is taken from John chapter 1, verses 47 to 51. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." And Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" And Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." They're right there beside the Lord. Pray to them. Ask for your guardian angel to protect you every day. They're with the Lord around the throne, and they will help you, the saints as well. Particular saints are very, very good to have to call upon, especially when we're in difficulty. But look at the level, look at the kind of protection you're being offered. Take it. Receive it. God wants you to know even more right here how much he loves you, that he sends his angels to safeguard you. I remember one time, I don't think I was more than 13 or 14. I was at my grandmother's house, and it was right on a busy side street, shall we say, into the town. And I saw something in the road, something like, I don't know, a brick or something. And I thought, I better just grab that. And I ran out, and a car was coming around the corner that I just didn't see. And I pulled back just at that last moment, and he didn't touch me. But I've never forgotten that. And I thought, there had to have been an angel's wing between me and that car. There had to be. Brothers and sisters, many times they are taking care of you that you don't see it. But thank the Lord for all the protection he has given us in so many ways. Call upon the angels. Oh, brothers and sisters, his care for us is so great. His care for us is, I remember as children, when we were little children, we all learned about the angels and we all prayed to the angels. And then as we grow up, we think, oh, well, that was just for a child. That was just for little ones. But even as we grow into maturity, even as we grow into old age, those angels are there for us. They want to help us. I always call Jesus first, and then right after that, his angels to protect me. And he does. He protects us in many ways. Please take advantage of what God has given you. He gives you protection. He gives you help. Don't say, oh, I can take care of myself. I can take care of myself. No, you can't, because you don't know what's coming around the next corner, but God does. Ask him for protection. Ask him to help you or to give you wisdom, to give you insight, to give you courage. Ask God first and then his angels to protect you and help you and safeguard you until you see him face to face. I remember when I was growing up, I'm getting old stories in here, but I remember my grandmother lived with us, my dad's mother, and every night when we were children, after we got ready for bed, we'd always go into her room, sit in her bed, and she'd pick up these boxes she had of all these relics of saints, and she'd give us one of them each night to kiss and to pray. My brother and I used to sit there on the bed, and then we would pray with her our night prayers, and then we would go to bed. But it was such an encouragement. We were fascinated, of course, by all the relics. There were actually 40-some of them, and they were very dear to us. Brothers and sisters, it's a childlike experience that I've wanted to have all my life. I have the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. I have the archangels praying for me, watching out. Brothers and sisters, I have free will, so I can turn away. I can turn away, but don't. Accept everything that God gives you here in this life out of his great love for you. All that he has, he gives you. He died for you. And then he gave all his angels, the archangels, to pray for you and to guard and watch over you. If you believe, please, please ask the archangels to help us in this hour of this epidemic that's going across the world. All of us have hardships now that we didn't have before. There are difficult things going on in our families, in the towns in which we live. There are many difficulties. But brothers and sisters, let's turn to God, our Father, our Savior, his Spirit. Turn to him and ask him to help us. Just simply call on the saints that you love. Just ask him in this pandemic to protect us all and to bring us peace and to bring it to an end. Sometimes I think God has allowed this that we might turn more closely to him. Brothers and sisters, let's make it that kind of time. It doesn't mean long hours of prayer. It means turning to him every moment of every day that you can. I know you can't when you're at meetings or teaching or working, but the moment you can, at lunchtime, afternoon, ask God, help me. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.